Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tech basketball is battling their way through the ACC, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Damon Stoudemire Show.
Gets a clear out. He swings back and jams it down. Down the right side of the lane. Rising to the rafters at McCamish.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech basketball head coach Damon Stoudemire as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech hoops on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
And a very good evening to you. We are fired up for another week of Georgia Tech basketball, and we are fired up for another edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. We are live tonight from New Realm Brewing Company on the East Side Beltline of Atlanta, our terrific partner on the Georgia Tech Sports Network and of Georgia Tech Athletics. Georgia Tech back in action and back on the road on Wednesday as they travel to South Bend to take on Notre Dame, and then one of the rare Saturday home games in ACC play back in McCamish on Saturday as they welcome in the Syracuse Orange. We'll break down those matchups over the next hour, recap the previous week of Georgia Tech basketball, and we look forward to doing so over the next hour with the head coach of your Yellow Jackets, Damon Stoudemire. My name is Andy Demetra, and let's get right into it here live from New Realm Brewing Company on the East Side Beltline with head coach Damon Stoudemire. Coach, good to visit with you again. How are you?
I'm doing well, Andy. Thank you.
Were you surprised by the outcome of the Super Bowl last night? Did you have any rooting interest, 49ers, Chiefs, or were you indifferent, or were you just watching basketball instead?
No. You know, it's no games on during the Super Bowl, so I was watching like everybody else. And, you know, it's, you know, Mahomes, boy. You know, the 49ers had their opportunities, and, you know, they capitalized. They didn't capitalize, and, you know, obviously, you know, KC drove him up the field. And I mean, you know, Mahomes is Mahomes at the end of the day. I think probably for me the craziest thing about the football season is if I'm Kansas City, I'm saying, let's be honest, they probably played about a C average all year and won the Super
right.
Bowl. So I'm pretty sure they'll try to make a couple changes and, you know, retool and get better, you know. But that's what I thought they threw off all year. I mean, they played two road playoff games.
Yeah, they had to weather some ebbs and flows, like your team is in the midst of. And I know you guys got back to work today. And what do you address with your team to get the week started, get them back and ready to attack it with the right attitude?
Well, you know, it's just, you know, I've been saying it a lot lately. We got to get lost in the work. And I think that it's not really about an opponent right now. I think we got to get back to the basics, you know, somewhere along the line, just competing. Start with that, you know, competing, you know, having a competitive spirit. You know, we haven't, you know, I thought we had that against Louisville some, but, you know, we didn't have that earlier in the week against Wake. And, you know, then the execution part of it comes into play. And I just think, like, I used to think this as a player, but I'm a firm believer of it now. I don't think you can even start practice until you get tired, because the game doesn't start for us, honestly, until we get fatigued. Once we're fatigued, we're a different team. And if you look at our stance, analytically speaking, the first half, our defense is really good. And in the second half, it just falls off. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's number one, it's a mindset. But number two, your mind has to control your body, not the other way around. Because if that was the case, we would all, you know, struggle somewhat. So that's really, for me, that's been the focus, is just kind of taking care of us and getting back to the basics. But more importantly, you know, that competing part, you know, because for me, we've lost that, you know what I mean? And I don't like seeing that.
You guys had that game Saturday where you wanted to on the road at Louisville. You were up 60-51, 8 minutes to go. And I know that holding on to second half leads has been somewhat tenuous this year. What buttons are you trying to push right now to shore that up and make your guys a more consistent closing team? Is it all just a mindset, like you said, or is there anything from an X's and O's standpoint you and your staff are evaluating to make sure you can limit some of those runs down the stretch from opponents? Yeah. Or like you said, is it more of just a mentality at this point?
It's a lot. It's not necessarily anything more than, you know, just being tired of, you know, I mean this, I do. It's, you know, we all got to get sick of it, but mentally you got to lock in. You just got to lock in. Like, to me, what I see a lot of the times is not strategic. We got to rebound with two hands. You can't rebound with one. You have to box out. If you're in position to take a charge, take it. You know, don't get out the way. You know, then when we come down on the offensive end, you have to be so disciplined with yourself, because you got to fight the temptation to know the strengths and the weaknesses of your game when the game is, what I like to say, is on, you know. And so if you're wide open for a shot and it's not your shot, that doesn't mean you have to take it. You got to be disciplined. And I just feel like, for me, it's the mental part. That's what I preach, and that's what I preach from day one. And when we were successful, and when we are successful, and we win games, that's why we win games, you know. But we can't do that, because we shoot ourselves in the foot too much. We'll get a 9-point lead, like I said, and it doesn't have anything to do with it doesn't have anything to do with strategy or anything like that. It's just, you got to have a will to win at the end of the day. I think that's all I had. Forget me being a coach as a player. I was the smallest one on the floor all the time. Like, there were times where you got to say, look, this is not going to happen. Like, and so that's what I'm looking for. If we just take a stand, we'll win games.
Mm-hmm. Is part of the frustration the knowledge that you guys have closed out games before? You have shown that competitive will. North Carolina, Duke, Mississippi State, so you know that your team possesses that ability. It's just coaxing that out of them more consistently.
Yeah, you have to do that. I think that's the biggest thing. Now, and I'll say this too. I mean, I believe in this too, and I've been there as a player. Sometimes it gets scary. It gets scary if you have success, because with success comes expectation. Everybody don't want expectation. I'm not saying my team doesn't want expectation. I use this as an example. When I was 24 years old, we played against the Utah Jazz, and the Utah Jazz had just went to two straight finals against the Bulls. And we weren't supposed to get to the conference semifinals, the young Blazer team I was on, and we meet them in the second round. And things got accelerated. We went to Utah, and we beat them on their floor, and that's really hard to do in the playoffs. And we went home, and we played them, and it was the hardest game of my life trying to close them out. And when I say we were doing the same thing, we trying to rebound with one hand, and they'll get in and put it in. We couldn't put them away. You gotta really lock in. Like, you gotta lock in all the way. You can't take possessions off, because if it's a 3-possession game, I don't play the scoreboard. So when I'm talking to my guys, I look at the game like this. If we're up 6, it's a 2-possession game. If we're up, you know, 10, that's a 4-possession game. Like, you know, we just don't, you know, like, so I'm trying to get those guys to think of it in that manner. And that, for me, is, you know, what we got to do to close games out. But somebody on the floor has to be the one to start saying those things. I always say this is, you know, the inconsistencies come from the collective lack of winning together. We haven't won together. We haven't won enough together. But at the same time, too, if you've been in enough of those scenarios, like, you know, somebody has to, on the floor that is, at times, try not to take over the game, but just to take over, you know, what's needed at the moment. And a lot of times, to win games at the end, sometimes it's going to come down to toughness. Sometimes it's going to come down to, we need to execute. No, coach said be in this spot. You got to get to that spot. Like, it's always different. So, you know, I think that's what we struggle with a lot of the times, because the guys are trying, but sometimes they don't understand. And we're working and we're getting better, but sometimes the result, you're not seeing that.
Yep, continuing to get back to work, and maybe that breakthrough will come on Wednesday as you head to Notre Dame to take on the Fighting Irish. Look forward to bringing you the action from the Purcell Pavilion in South Bend on Wednesday night, and then after that, back home at McCamish to take on the Syracuse Orange. We'll hit our first time out. Plenty more to get to, including, and I know it's of little comfort to him because it came in a loss, a career high for Miles Kelly, and we'll also tell you about some of the milestones that Miles reached in that 36-point performance versus Louisville. Just underway on this Monday night, live from New Realm Brewing Company on the Eastside Beltline, it's the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show, and it continues after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
This is our home, and at Georgia Power, we believe every Georgian deserves a clean energy future. A future that includes around-the-clock nuclear energy, producing zero emissions. And thanks to the dedication of thousands of team members, we've recently completed the newest nuclear unit at Plant Vogtle. A unit that will serve our customers with reliable energy for generations to come. Learn more at georgiapower.com/Vogtle. That's georgiapower.com/VOGTLE.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups, it's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Okay, now everybody in.
I volunteer for the third row. This sacrifice is my destiny. I can curl my legs up like a pretzel so everybody's suit pieces can fit. And, hey, it's actually super nice back here.
Finally, a three-row SUV where everybody wins. The first ever Lexus TX. See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Back here live tonight from New Realm Brewing Company on the Eastside Beltline. We're really excited. We're taking the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the road all throughout the rest of the month. Tonight at New Realm, and then the next two Mondays, we invite you to join us at Hattie B's West Midtown, their new location on 10th Street. That's a stone's throw from Georgia Tech. Make sure you come on out. Great food, great time as we talk Georgia Tech basketball with the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Damon Stoudemire. Let's continue the conversation here live from New Realm Brewing. I'm Andy Demetra. He's Damon Stoudemire. And well, I guess, Damon, I think a good way to shake off a scoreless night is to come back the very next game and pour in a career high. And that's what Miles Kelly did on Saturday versus Louisville. 36 points. He was 11 of 20 from the field, 6 of 11 from three. It was the highest scoring ACC game by Yellow Jacket since your assistant B.J. Elder had 36 versus Clemson back in January of 2004. And if you want to parse it out even further, Miles had the highest scoring ACC road game by Yellow Jacket. You ready for this? Since Dennis Scott in 36 as well, 1990 versus Duke. That's some pretty elite company. And I know I did my homework because our sports information director, Mike Stamos, cocked his head like he was a dog and tricked by a magic trick. Yes, indeed. Pretty good company, right, Moose? And I know that the performance from Miles was probably a result of how he worked from Wednesday to Friday, coming out of that Wake Forest game. How did you see Miles get reengaged to help lead him to that performance on Saturday?
Yeah, I thought he was locked in. You know, I've always said I believe that, you know, practice, you creating habits to be successful in the game. And, you know, you've seen that with Miles. I mean, he really shot the ball well. And it wasn't that he shot the ball well. It was the shots he was taking, too. I think that he took really good shots for him. And, you know, he did a good job of, you know, getting downhill. You know, the rim got really big for him. You know, he had a really good game. You know, I was proud of him. I was happy for him. You know, looking, and I know he's looking for it as well. Just, you know, over the next seven games, you know, looking for him to be just more consistent, you know, with his shooting and different things. But it was really good to see him, you know, get back on track.
And this is the time of year where Miles seemed to turn it on, dating back to his freshman year. It was a rare off night from your freshman, Nate George, Bai Dongo. Nate wound up without an assist, and I know Bai was in the morass of foul trouble all night long. How can both of those guys grow from the Louisville game?
Well, first of all, I'm a little confused about the officiating. I don't want to harp on it, but I must say, like, it's...
I want you to keep that money in your pocket here.
No, they just, you know, 34 fouls.
Yeah,
and we two of our bigs got fouled out, but their big only had 12 points. So I'm just saying, make it make sense. Like, you know, it would be different if it was one guy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they shot 34 free throws, and so sometimes I just don't know how they call the game. Some one day is physical, then the next day you allow touching, you know, and you call that. So I'm confused, honestly. I am about how each game is called differently, you know. But nonetheless, you know, Nate and Bai, you know, them going, you know, they were, you know, 2 for 12 combined, and, you know, they didn't play well. And I think that, you know, obviously if they don't play well, that hurts us, but it's a part of the freshman growing pains. You know, they're gonna be up and down a little bit. And, you know, the one thing I can tell the listeners is that, you know, after the game, if you walked in the locker room, they were the only two crying. You know, they were crying. I mean, they were, you know, boo-hooing. And, you know, it's, you know, with bias, most people wouldn't notice with bias. It's he's easy to coach because he's disciplined. But now the flip side of this, Bias from Senegal, and so when you talk to him, a lot of times he never looks you in the eye because in his country that's disrespectful. To look an adult in the eye. So even in trying to talk to him and telling him to, you know, look at me, you know, sometimes I forget. And,
wow,
you know, he really was, you know, I mean, he was, you know, he was really disappointed in his effort. And he's a pleaser. Nate's a pleaser. So, you know, I mean, I can't fault them. You know, it happens. But, I know that, you know, they'll bounce back, you know, on Wednesday. You know, they know they're a big part of what we're doing, and, you know, they need to play well for us to be successful.
And what has to add to the exasperation, not only does Louisville get to the free throw line 34 times, and they make 31 of them, and I've never seen this before, Wake Forest and Louisville combined last week made 48 of 51 free throws. That's 94%. Like, that yeah. never happens.
Yeah,
that volume or that accuracy. But, you know, by every night, he's giving up inches and pounds, or in some cases both, to his opposing big man. Mm-hmm. And I think teams are trying to attack him early because they know his value to your team. Mm-hmm. And some fouls are just inevitable. But yeah. Is there anything Bai can do better to avoid some of those heedless fouls that maybe cause him to collect more foul trouble than he needs early on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of times, like, you know, even at the beginning of the game, I tried to tell him, like, you know, 2 points is 2 points. Let's take the ball out and go down the floor. Sometimes you just don't give up a silly one early. You know, and even the other night, you know, he closed out to Hatfield, and it's like you don't have to close out to him, you know, and that's another, you know, was what I thought was a silly foul or one that we could have made up. And, you know, when the game gets fast for him sometimes, you know, he just starts to play, but that's on us as coaches. We got to get him to slow down and understand, you know, when and when not to. But, yeah, some of those fouls, are, you know, we need to definitely get him to – you know, not give some of those up.
Well, because of the foul trouble to him and Tyjon, also you didn't have Debo Coleman or Ebenezer Dewana available for various reasons on Saturday. You had to get resourceful off the bench. And Ibrahim Asako and Carter Murphy, they combined for 14 points for you. Murphy drilled a couple of threes. Ibrahim had some nice pick and rolls with Cal Sturdivant in that second half. What do you think of their performances? How can they build on that?
Well, Asako, I was happy for him. You know, he did. He finished some plays. He thought he played really well. I thought he had played well against Wake Forest, but, you know, you just needed some scoring. You needed more shooting, and, you know, the game kind of got away from us. But I thought he played well in his minutes in that game, too. And, you know, I was happy to see him contribute and have an impact on the game. And, you know, Carter, I think, you know, dating back to when he got hurt, I think Carter can help us, you know. You know, he played last year in a great conference, and you know, he's a great shooter, and you know, Carter's solid. You know, the best thing that you can say about someone like Carter is that he's never in the way. You know, he always, you know, he knows his role. He's a cutter. He's a screener. He knows how to, you know, play off other players. And, you know, that's why he was able to get those open threes. You know, he's envisioned of the guys handling the ball. And he did a really good job. And I even think moving forward, you know, regardless of him being a walk-on or not, I think he can help us.
Yeah, I think that was really encouraging to see from Carter. Of course, disciplined and knowing his role.
Yeah.
If I didn't know any better, I'd say he was an Air Force cadet.
For sure. Right?
And I loved it in his online bio at the Air Force Academy. He said his favorite subject was math. That's when I knew he'd fit right in at Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you were coached in San Antonio by a former Air Force cadet and Greg Popovich.
Yes, I was. And
slightly different styles and senses of humor, I'm sure, between Carter and Pop.
Yeah, Pop, he used to wear his Air Force hat during practice.
Okay.
Yeah, he wore his hat a lot during practice. And, you know, he was... You see him on television. That's him. That's him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a character in a lot of different ways.
He's a champion in a lot of ways as well.
Yeah.
Very cool. We'll continue the conversation with Damon Stoudemire. Got to hit another timeout. It's a live edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show here from New Rum Brewing Company on the Beltline of Atlanta. We'll roll on after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch. But here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Listen up, Yellow Jackets. Westmar is now leasing for fall 2024. We are excited to announce our partnership with Westmar Lofts. All-inclusive rates and fully furnished apartments located right in the heart of West Midtown. They offer Georgia Tech students a private shuttle service that takes you to campus every day and recently renovated floor plans and amenities. Westmar Lofts offers the lowest rates in the city. Stop by and tour today. Call 404-897-1003 for more information on their current specials for fall 2024.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Recycle. Compost. Eat local. Eat vegan. Don't use straws. Don't use plastic bags. Don't use hairspray. Drive a hybrid. Drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Gearing up for another week of Georgia Tech basketball, which continues Wednesday when the Yellow Jackets head to Purcell Pavilion to take on Notre Dame in the return engagement. We'll see if there's some revenge in store on Valentine's Day for the Fighting Irish, who, like Georgia Tech, come in with three ACC wins. Mike Stamos, our Intrepid Sports Information Director, sends along one more footnote about Miles Kelly's 36-pointer against Louisville on Saturday. Also time for the highest scoring game by an ACC player this season. R.J. Davis of North Carolina had 36 against Wake Forest. We were at one point in that second half on Kenny Anderson watch because he's still the last Yellow Jacket to reach the 40-point plateau. He did that in 91 versus Howard. I know you had a couple of 40 pieces in your Arizona days, right?
Oh, yeah. Couple of them. I had
like what, 41 against Stanford?
I had 45 against Stanford, and
but I didn't mean to sell you short there. My apologies.
No, you know what? I could have broke the record, but I can't remember who we played this year. I got really mad because no, seriously, think about this. I think Devin McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
He's from Georgia. I know he went to school with my son. Him and Brandon played high school basketball together. He got his career high. It was going to be his career high, I guess, or, you know, whatever. So he scored 30 against us. But, I mean, we weren't trying, you know, we were letting them, you know, we were
you
conceding
weren't fouling,
the game.
Yeah.
We played Stanford, and I could have broke the Arizona record. And I had a wide open layup, and I didn't take the layup. And Brevin Knight came and stole the ball from me, so I got a turnover instead.
we
won the game, though, but I got a turnover instead.
Here's the thing: I don't think Arizona fans probably remember that turnover. They probably remember the 45 points a little more.
I remember.
Does Brevin Knight remember that steal? Is the big question.
I bet he does.
I bet you so.
Yeah.
How about that? Well, Miles, 6 of 11 from 3, which is really good to see. He had 7 threes against Notre Dame when you faced the Fighting Irish in early January. I want to ask you about this because you guys were really propped up by your three-point shooting in that first half versus Louisville, 7 of 16. And you shot half as many attempts in the second half. I know you've said threes beat you, twos don't. Was there anything Louisville took away from you guys where those looks were less available in the second half? Anything your players could have done better to counteract whatever they were throwing at you and still get those looks from three after halftime? Just knowing how valuable they were for you in the opening half.
Well, no, I don't think, you know, I don't feel like Louisville did anything different. You know, when... You know, a lot of times when you think about three-point shots, and especially when they're not deep into the shot clock, you know, you're sharing the ball or somebody's setting a good screen. I think that was a lot of it in the first half, although we didn't have a lot of collective assists. You know, I thought that we did take good threes. And, you know, in the second half, I thought we turned the ball over too much. You know, so sometimes what happens is you can break your own rhythm. And I think, you know, we broke our own rhythm at times and turning the ball over. Now we're walking the ball up the floor. I thought we did a better job in the first half of getting out and creating opportunities for us.
I think Georgia Tech fans may have seen the value of Debo Coleman from his absence in that Louisville game, because he's somebody who can stick a corner three. And when guys like Tafara and Tyjon and Sako are catching in the corner, you're seeing defenses play off them. They're going to give them that three. Tafara has shown the ability to hit that corner three this season. It just didn't materialize for him at Louisville. What can you guys do to reverse out of that when defenders are sagging off from that guy catching in the corner, still be able to work your offense where you're creating good angles and looks?
Well, I think a lot of guys got to cut. You know, usually if you're not a great shooter, or you're struggling shooting the ball, if you cut a guy, you might be able to cut and get a bucket. You know, you got to do that. You got to set a screen. But I think that's what you got to do. You can't just stay in the corner. And, you know, we've talked a lot about that. And I'm trying to tell you, I love our spacing. I love the spacing, the corner spacing. But if there's a guy, there's a couple times that I can remember, just to your point, you know, there are guys that are driving, and I don't even think the Louisville defender seen the man. You can just cut back door. If he can't see you, if he can't see you with his eyes, how he's going to see you? So I think that's something that we definitely got to do. You definitely can corner cut, you can slash cut, you can do a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have to, and that goes again to getting lost into the little things. But those are things that we can do to help you know, create opportunities for those guys, but then just to keep them moving and to keep their guy occupied.
Keep them occupied, keep themselves active, and the harder you cut, yes, the more that ball, yes, finds you in positions, yes, where you can go and cash out.
Yes.
I know it was a week to forget for Kwesi Reeves, whom you've said has been your steadiest, most dependable guy this year. Scoreless versus Louisville, was 1 of 9 versus Wake Forest. What do you think got him off kilter last week, and what can Kwesi do to perhaps recapture himself heading into this week?
It was a different week for Kwesi, and you know, I teased him. I said, "Man, you know,
he needs to put some color back in his hair." That's
what I told him. I said, "Man, you got to color your eyebrows and color your hair back, and man, maybe we can get some." I hadn't seen him with the black hair since he got here. So, you know, I think that the one thing about Kwesi, what I will say, is that he cares, and so he just has to relax. He don't have to put any pressure on himself, and you know, I think that, you know, he needs to have a big couple games this week for him. You know, I think when he plays well, you know, we tend to play well. You know, and he's been consistent. You know, he did have these two bad ones. And so he just has to get back to, again, getting lost into the little things. And you know, he had a good day. He had a good day of practice today. And you know, tomorrow we got to get another good day from him. But the biggest thing is, and you know, I would say this about him, and I would say it about the freshmen. I even say it about Miles, and you know, the majority of our team, we got to do a better job with the recovery. You know, it's like a boxing match, right? Like, you know, when you get staggered, you got to do a better job with the recovery. You can't just have a hangover, you know, each possession. So somebody scores on offense, then we come back. On defense, then we come back on offense. We take a bad shot, then we come back down here. That affects this play. Like, that's something that's huge for us, and you know, that's as much as a part of, you know, some of the struggles that we've had lately as anything. But I look forward to, you know, getting back on the floor and you know, Wasey, you know, redeeming himself and playing better.
One auspicious stat about Kwesi Reeves. Now, he missed his lone three-point attempt versus Louisville, but in road ACC games this year, Kwesi is still 15 of 31, nearly 50% from three-point range. outside of McCamish in ACC play. So he's shown that ability to find those visiting shooting eyes very much to his liking. And he will, of course, along with the rest of the Yellow Jackets, head to Purcell Pavilion on Wednesday night to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. One last question here before we have to hit another timeout. That pick and roll, especially at the top, can be so lethal for you. We've seen it with Nate playing it like a Stradivarius with Bidongo or whoever else is on that short roll. It seemed like Wake Forest and, to a lesser degree, Louisville did a good job kind of jamming up that pick and roll. How do you make sure your guys can still play effectively out of it when they are trying to really just jam up that pick and roll and teams trying to play you very physically in that action?
I think, when teams play you physical, I think what our guys forget about is you have to play physical on offense. You got to fight for your positioning sometimes. And then, when you come off the ball screen, if you're the guard, you got to actually use the pick. I think at times, we kind of try to avoid the contact. Sometimes you got to make the contact. And we were given, the ball handler was given the defender, too much space in between the ball handler and the pick, so we got to do a better job with that. The bigs got to do a better job of setting it. It has to work together. And then a little bit of it, I thought, more so Louisville game. That's why, I took Nate out, and, I told him, and, we talked after the game. Sometimes I just don't think you have it. And I didn't think he had it that night. He didn't have the same pop, I thought, and it was, he came off in the second half, and Clark just kind of nudged him off his stride. And I was like, it's just kind of like I tried to give him a little more, but it just seemed that his energy was low. And so, to run those ball screens, you have to really be methodical with it. And to your point, Andy, when we're good at it, we're really good at it. But teams are getting on us. And, Nate has to adjust. And I've told him this. He has to adjust the way teams are playing him. And I think the game plan is to wear him out. I think the team, if you look at, just the last five or six games.
They're picking him up in midcourt, right in his chest.
Teams are picking him up. And, sometimes you just got to go beat somebody to get him off your body. And then sometimes, if Miles, Miles and, Kyle's not in the game, we got to use bye and play through him a little bit as well, from the top of the key. So, those are things that, we've talked about and got to work on. But, yes, when the pick and roll is lethal, we've been really good. And, Notre Dame is a team where they really pack line it. They collapse a lot. So it'll be some opportunities for us in there, but now we got to make the right read.
Making that right read, and as you kind of alluded to, those adjustments are always evolving throughout the course of a season, and we'll see what kind of adjustments Georgia Tech can make ahead of tip-off versus Notre Dame at Purcell Pavilion on Wednesday night in South Bend. We'll take another timeout. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. Once again, we're visiting you live tonight from New Realm Brewing Company on the East Side Beltline of Atlanta. It's the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
Looking for the perfect game day, or really any day food? Ponco Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Ponco's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Ponco's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Ponco also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PoncoChicken.com.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer, terms and conditions apply.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch.
But here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Okay, now everybody in.
I volunteer for the third row. This sacrifice is my destiny. I can curl my legs up like a pretzel, so everybody's suitcases can fit. And, hey, it's actually super nice back here.
Finally, a three-row SUV where everybody wins. The first ever Lexus TX. See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
We'll tip off in South Bend at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Of course, you can join us for the Ramblin' Wreck Tip-Off Show presented by Kroger at 6:30. As another week of Georgia Tech basketball is underway, the Fighting Irish on Wednesday and then back home at McCamish. Can't wait to see it pack up 10th and Fowler as your Yellow Jackets welcome in the Syracuse Orange on Saturday. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. One other note coming out of the Louisville game, Tyshawn Claude, even though he fouled out, he was working the window. Six offensive rebounds versus Louisville. That's a season high for Tyshawn. Who was the best offensive rebounder, Damon, that you have either played with or against? And what would you convey to your players about what made that guy so successful?
Popeye Jones.
Wow. That was not a name I expected.
Popeye Jones, when I played with him, Pop, 1 year he averaged 14 rebounds, and then the other year I think he averaged 13. I know Moose would probably check it. 96, 97, and 97, 98. He averaged a lot of rebounds, and it was positioning. He was small. He had really long arms. But he got a lot done. He carved out a lot of space. He was a great offensive rebounder. Ben Wallace was probably the best I played against, you know, in terms of keeping the ball. I'm lying. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Dennis Rodman was the best I played against. And he was – I'd never seen a guy that was in as good a shape as him. He essentially started the working out after games. He would work out after the game, you know, but he was in such great shape, did a great job of tapping the ball to himself. He was really, 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 really great in anticipating that ball and anticipating that miss.
He was in great physical condition, and that's before you take into account all of his trips to Las Vegas and whatever he did after hours. That man was superhuman.
No question, he was.
Popeye Jones, reading his profile here, in a game March 10th, 1994, so before you entered the league, he set an NBA record by collecting 12 offensive rebounds without a single defensive rebound, which is an NBA record since the league started tracking the category in 1973.
That was Popeye. I'm telling you, Popeye is one of the best rebounders I've ever been around in my life, and congrats to him as well for being on the Denver Nuggets staff that won the championship last year.
That's right. He's sired a couple of NHL players as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Popeye's son was the number one pick in the NHL draft.
That's pretty good.
I remember when they were little kids and they used to play outside and they used to play hockey. We were in Canada, you know, because most people forget that hockey was the main sport back then. I think now basketball is taking over. When I got there, you know, it was all hockey.
How do you feel about being considered part of the so-called Raptors generation that because of the inception of the Raptors franchise and guys like you and Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter, that you inspired this generation of basketball players from the country of Canada that now, you know, next summer in the Olympics, they're going to compete for not just a medal, but maybe a gold medal with some of the talent now?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I think the coolest thing about that for me is that even when I go around now and I see some of the NBA players and, you know, they always show gratitude towards me, you know, and, you know, the opportunity that I gave them, you know, but I didn't know I was giving it to them at that time. But, you know, they said that, you know, nobody really played basketball up there at that time. But to see that when the Raptors came and, you know, that's, you know, it was more so. I always say this, you know, I was with great people. You know, I still the owners, you know, the Bitov family, John Bitov, I still talk to this day. Such a great man, Isaiah Thomas. You know, him and Isaiah went to Indiana together. That was the kind of the connect. That was the connect. Most people don't know that they went to Indiana together. And so, you know, they, you know, kind of put the thing together. And, you know, it was just such a, it was a mom and pops organization at a time where you needed the customer service to get through the rough patches. And so that was essentially what we did. We all comforted each other. You know, it was a lot of late night meetings trying to figure things out there. So it was a lot of great times though, but yeah, it was, and when I think back to the infant stages of that and then where it's come today, you know, it's really remarkable.
That first season was in the Sky Dome, right? And that's where you played your home games?
Yeah, the first season was in the Sky Dome. We practiced at Humber College. And our weight room was at Humber College. Like, it was like literally it's like being at Tech, you know. We had our buzz card and we buzz in and then we go. We just, you know, but it was, you know, you didn't know any better. I didn't know any better. Yeah. I hadn't been in the NBA, so I just, you know, for me, it didn't matter. We could have been anywhere. So for me, it was great. It was great, and I had a really good time up there in that city for those 3 years.
You know, everything is so sleek and streamlined now with franchises, mm-hmm. practice facilities. There is something charming about having to swipe a college ID card so that you can go to your practice facility, which was at a college. And, yeah, that's an experience that I'm sure you look back on fondly that just doesn't exist anymore.
No, you know, when I was in Boston, I thought, you know, the organization, it was second to none. They had, I thought they were another mom and pop organization. You know, I mean, they did a good job of keeping everyone together. You know, that first year, I was like, man, I've never been with a NBA franchise that celebrated so many birthdays together. You know, we had, you know, there were like four birthday parties, and it was, and we were always together. And I'd never seen that. Now, then I tell you, this is the crazy part about it. Brad Stevens was there. Wick was there. Pags, like, ownership right there in the party. And wow. I'd never seen that before in my life.
So from the top balcony of the executives down there to the folks below, everybody was celebrating. Very cool. I don't want to put you on the spot and ask you who's your next player who's celebrating a birthday, but we can save that conversation for another time. I meant to ask you this last week. The Lakers dedicated their Kobe Bryant statue outside Crypto Arena. What were your recollections of playing against Kobe? Because you guys came into the league within a year or two of each other, and so you really saw the rise of Kobe Bryant into the megastar that he became.
Yeah, no, the thing about Kobe, what people forget is Kobe kind of made his way. It was the way wasn't paved for him. You know, when he got to the Lakers, they had All-Star Eddie Jones, Nick Van Exel was there. They had a core already, you know, and he made himself a player. I'll never forget this. So we used to go, summertime we go to UCLA and play. And so after his rookie year, he had shot the air ball. So he shot air balls against the Jazz. He had shot about two or three air balls. And so I had went to L.A. Magic Johnson used to have his big game every year, Midnight Summer Magic. And so I get there a week early. So, you know, you want to go to UCLA and play. And so what happens is that I seen Kobe, and he was growing his hair. He had gotten bigger, and he just looked different when he was on the court. I was like, he's different. And so if you remember, you know, that was essentially his coming out party. And, you know, he was a made man. He made himself the player he was. And, you know, I just never seen somebody that had that much confidence in himself and his abilities on the floor. And as we, you know, had those epic battles with the Lakers for that 2-3 year window, you seen him elevate each and every year. And, you know, he was, when I got done playing the game, he was the only NBA player I wanted to watch. I didn't really watch too many of them. And I'll never forget, I didn't want to be there, but what happened was I tore my patella tendon. And so, I was on bed rest. And so I got a chance to see the 81-point game live. And
ooh, so against the Raptors.
Yes, and so I'm injured and I'm laying on the bed, and so I'm calling people and I'm texting people, telling them, man, are y'all watching this? But nobody was watching because everybody was playing. I was injured, so I'm the only one injured. So I'm sitting around there, and I'm like, man, this is crazy. I'm watching this game. This man is. I mean, you see, he was going off, and you know, it was just like, I'd never seen nothing like that before.
No, very few others have. Right. Very, very cool. I always love when you can start spinning your yarns about your NBA experiences. Right. I know you bring so much cachet from that world, and always great that we can dip in and tap that vein for you here in your show. Right. Well, let's take one more time out. We do want to turn the page and start previewing Notre Dame, their personnel, what you learned from the first matchup against the Fighting Irish, and what it'll take for a win at a place where Georgia Tech is surprisingly and somewhat missed. Defyingly experienced, very few of them, which is at Purcell Pavilion in South Bend. As we wrap up the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce with no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Recycle, compost, eat local, eat vegan. Don't use straws, don't use plastic bags, don't use hairspray, drive a hybrid, drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in store. Same low prices, Same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce with no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Before we start previewing Notre Dame, make sure you get your tickets to join us at McCamish on Saturday as the Yellow Jackets take on the Syracuse Orange. That's a 5:30 tip. We've had some great energy, great atmospheres at McCamish throughout ACC play. Can't wait for the energy you will bring us on Saturday. And keep that orange out of the building, if you will, for Georgia Tech and Syracuse. But before that, Georgia Tech seeking a road win at Notre Dame on Wednesday, 7 o'clock, the tip time. Our network airtime at 6:30, and even though it will be on Valentine's Day, revenge will be in the air for the Yellow Jackets as they try to atone for that overtime loss they suffered to the Fighting Irish in January at McCamish. And Damon, this is a Notre Dame team that's really leaned into his defensive identity under Micah Shrewsbury. What makes them a difficult team to score against in the half court? You had noted earlier they do try to pack the paint, but what is it about their system that makes it tricky?
I just think they do a good job of packing the paint, and you know what he tries to do is you know, Micah does a good job of controlling the game. I've known Micah, you know, for a minute, and you know, he does a really good job of that. He slows the game down. They run a lot of sets. They have really smart players, so I'm not saying they try to trick you, but they try to trick you. You know what I mean?
Gamesmanship,
and,
right?
Yes. And so you have to really stick to your concepts and your principles on the defensive end when you're playing against Micah coach teams.
His son, Braden, had a career-high 25 in that game. Now, their leading scorer on the year is Marcus Burton, their freshman. Yeah. He's kind of like a hummingbird, just constantly keeps that dribble active. Yeah. He's averaging 16 a game. However, in that matchup in McCamish, you held him to 4 of 18 shooting, which was his second lowest field goal percentage in a game this year. What'd you do well, specifically against Marcus Burton, that you'll try to duplicate on Wednesday?
Well, I thought we did a good job in our 2-on-2 defense. That's going to be really important playing against these guys.
And what do you mean by 2-on-2 defense?
Well, you know, you got to keep guys at home. You know, I mean, unlike the Louisville game, you know, we packed the paint a lot. You know, but we got to have really good, you know, really good on-ball defense. You know, we got to have our big and impacting the ball. And you know, we got to really do a good job in that ball screen D. And I thought we did a good job against him the first game. You know, they don't have a lot of ball handling. But what we have to do is you know, we can't overreact, and we have to do a good job in the game plan of running them off the line, but not overcommitting.
All right, there you go. That's the game plan for the Yellow Jackets, and we'll visit you on the air on Wednesday. And on that, we'll wrap up this week's edition of the Damon Stoudemire Show. Big thanks to our friends at New Realm Brewing Company here on the Beltline. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. For all of us, thanks so much for listening to the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network from Legend Sports.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.